Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I'll be with you for the next hour. On today's show, I will be speaking with Mary Neville from Neville's Greenhouses, Mary's Flowers. She will be opening her business of beautiful flowers and vegetables on May 8th. In the second half hour today, I will be interviewing Elaine Cooper, author of Cooking Through Chaos. We will start the show with a song from Mark and Maggie O'Connor, Spice of Life. Right after that, we will hear the interview with Mary Neville, so please stay tuned.
Starting to swell, I can tell that tonight
BJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we welcome Mary Neville to the Townships at 12. Now, Mary is the daughter of Chuck and Kathy Neville, who had the greenhouse business a few years ago when they retired. Now, very exciting news, Mary is taking it over, and she will be selling plants from her greenhouse located on Dillon Road, just off Spring Road. Mary has a bachelor's degree in biology. She's also studied ecology, organismal diversity, and evolution. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
Now, what inspired you to start up the business again, the greenhouse business?
Well, basically, I've been kind of wanting to do it for a while, but basically just the timing was right, and we have the greenhouses, so I decided to do it.
Okay. What will you be selling? This is exciting.
We're going to be selling a lot of annuals, a lot of potted annuals, so like, you know, 4-inch to like 6-inch style pots. And they're all like from cuttings and a lot of hanging baskets. We can take orders basically of like window boxes, patio pots. We'll have some like ready-made too. But we have mostly a lot of hanging baskets and a lot of potted annuals. Some seed annuals like in boxes or in smaller pots like zinnias. A few perennials, not too many. A lot of vegetable plants and a few like indoor plants.
Okay, vegetable plants, that's good too. A lot of people wanting to have a little garden there, especially with the high price of food these days too.
Yeah, and the vegetable plants in particular are grown without any chemicals at all, not even chemical fertilizer. All of our plants are basically grown without chemicals, but the flowers do use the chemical fertilizer. And that we control the insects with predatory insects.
Oh, that's interesting. So I guess that sets your greenhouse plants apart from the big box stores like Rona, Canadian Tire, places like that?
Oh, yeah, for sure, because they're all getting from wholesalers, and they definitely use, some of them also use predatory insects, but a lot of the time they do use especially insecticides and especially plant growth regulators.
Okay. Now, the predatory insects, you put those inside the greenhouse? How does that work?
Yeah, basically, we receive them in, like, these bottles by about, you know, like, sometimes it's like 20,000 tiny mites that can eat and spider mites. It kind of comes with, like, this a medium, and then we basically sprinkle it all over the place. We sprinkle them all over the place, with a bit of water, and they just like move around all the plants and they find the insects and take care of business.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's all different types for different insects, you know, for different insect problems, and a lot of them work very preventatively. Like basically if there starts to be a little infestation, well, then it gets taken care of right away instead of it like blowing up and really having a big problem. So we quite religiously. That way, you know, we don't have to be in contact with these like kind of harsh chemicals and potentially health hazardous chemicals, and the plants are really healthy too.
For sure, your plants always look very healthy. Now, in what ways do you think that having plants around enhances people's lives?
The beauty of plants basically brings joy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for sure, like, and then for the vegetables, well, it's just like it's fun to grow your, you know, to have a plant and take care of it, and potentially, you know, it's going to be a really nice plant. It's going to make a lot of fruits and a lot of flowers. And for me, like, I can basically like make arrangements like combo pots and like mixes of plants. So you're mixing like the colors and the textures of the different flowers and the different leaves. So I really like that side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I mean, other people too, if they're doing like garden bags, there's a creative like side to it.
Exactly.
Which is really interesting.
Okay, so once we get the plants from you, how do we keep them healthy and make sure they don't die once they're at our house when we don't have these predatory insects?
Well, the insect problems are more like in the greenhouse. Because, you know, like usually outside, we tend to have a lot less problems because they can, you know, the insects will basically go on other things, or they get like, they don't like rain that much, so they'll get washed off or whatever. But if people do have problems, there are like some like not very harsh like sprays that you can use. A lot of the times if we get like a little infestation of something that's outside, we just actually take like a hose with like hard pressure. And like we'll like for, like, say a bunch of plants have, like, these aphids, we just, like, spray them off, basically. And that, I mean, that often takes care of it when they're outside. And then people shouldn't have too many problems. And if they do, well, they can basically locally, like, apply some kind of a spray.
How often should you water a hanging pot? Once or twice a day? Or I guess it depends on the weather?
Well, it depends. Yeah, it depends on the weather. It depends on, like, the size of the pot and how many plants are in it. But basically, like, it's good to let them, like, it's always, it's very variable. So, yeah, it depends on weather. And, you know, we always tell people, like, to check before you water. Like, if your pot is still really heavy, like, don't water it. But, like, if you feel like it's, you know, getting light and, like, you feel the soil and it's getting dry, give it some water. And, of course, when it's hot, you know, they definitely will drink a lot more water. But, you know, sometimes it's, like, every day. We have, like, a normal hot summer. Not that we've had one recently. They can take water every day, but it depends if they're in the sun or part day too.
Now, what about fertilizing? Once every couple of weeks?
We usually suggest, like, about, actually, depending on the plant, like, petunias love fertilizer. I usually, like, if I have some at home, I usually give them fertilizer, like, twice a week, but I give it the less concentrated than what the bottle says, basically. Like, I'll give about half strength, but I'll give it two times a week about.
Okay. A lot of people are interested in gardening, but some people who live in apartments just have a small balcony. Do you have any vegetables that could be growing in pots for these people?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's, like, we're going to have, like, a good assortment of, like, tomato plants, cherry tomato hanging baskets as well, pepper plants, stuff like eggplants, even cucumbers. And there's sometimes the cucumbers that people, they put it in, like, a fairly good sized pot, and they can have, like, a, you know, they can string them up, and they'll climb on a string or stake them or whatever. And the tomatoes too will have some, like, larger sized tomatoes that those too you can basically, like, have them climbing on a string, basically. But yeah, like, all of those, like, if you have a good potting soil, then you add some like pelleted chicken manure or whatever, like, maybe about every month or so, and people can definitely have some vegetables on their patios.
Okay, that's good to know. Exciting too. What's trending for 2024 as far as plants go?
Well, as far as plants go, I mean, like, we get often a lot of, like, proven winners. They're like a breeder or like a plant. They make their own varieties kind of thing. You know, I try to choose, like, some of, like, the hot new varieties. There's a lot of the colors are kind of like this mixture of, like, they kind of, like, change as the flower opens up. That's kind of interesting. We have a lot of interesting varieties, a lot of, like, prize-winning varieties. And then we have basically, like, the old really popular ones, like, say, petunia, the supertunia, bubblegum, all of those supertunias and Cali Black was, like, with really interesting, like, colors and kind of, like, little designs within the flower.
Okay, it sounds really exciting. I can't wait to see them.
And I think the color of the year this year is, like, a peach or something, and I do have, like, a supertunia. It's called a persimmon, so it's kind of a coral with, like, a yellow center. So that one is pretty interesting. That's one of the new ones.
Okay, that sounds really exciting and beautiful too. Okay.
Yeah.
When do you open, and what are your hours?
So we're going to be opening May 8th, which is a Wednesday, before Mother's Day weekend. And we're going to be basically open, we'll be closed on Mondays, but other than that, we'll be open from 9:30 during the week, 9:30 till 6. Well, Thursday, Fridays, I'd like to try to stay open a bit later for people that would like to come a little bit later. Like till 7 for Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday, 9:30 till 5. We'll definitely be open May 8th till, like, June 24th, 25th. And then after that, well, it's kind of to be determined for the rest of the summer.
Okay, so starts on May 8th and after June 24th, 25th, not really open
yeah,
on regular
we
hours.
We might reduce the hours, but we'll try to let people know.
Now, you're selling on Dillon Road. That's just off Spring Road. That's not too far from Galt there, just about maybe.
Right, yeah. It's only about 10 minutes from, say, Lenoxville, and from a lot of places it's about 15 to 20 minutes, say, from Waterville, about 20 minutes. A lot of places in Sherbrooke, it's about 20 minutes. So it's not that far, but it is a little bit out of the way. So that's why publicity is important.
It is, yeah.
Well, and then people are just driving by and seeing flowers because we're basically at the end of a dirt road there.
Advantageous, too. There's no traffic, and that's good, too.
Yeah, it's nice and peaceful up there, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not much having a place in town.
You have a Facebook page, don't you?
On Facebook, it's Neville Greenhouses, and people can definitely write to us on the Facebook page if they want information or if they want to make an order. I also have like a price list and a little catalog with like all the different plants with pictures and descriptions and stuff like that, so people can request that there. And they can also call, they can email, and all the information is on the Facebook page.
Okay, so that's great. Anything else you like to add, Mary? What are some of the challenges actually in doing this business? Have you found any except the insects?
Oh yeah, there's plenty of challenges. One thing that's important in farming, I think, of any kind in horticulture is that like basically there always are going to be problems. It's like how you deal with them that's important, that you don't get too upset about it because they're always going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the whole, I think that the most kind of difficult part of it is the beginning part when we're trying to set up the greenhouse, because we have to get everything going, the water systems, the heating system. You know, we installed like a new heating system this year, so that was quite challenging, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like a lot of the technical stuff is a bit of, you know, like you have to really learn it and set it up properly, and once it's going, well, then you're usually good. But there's a lot of things to know, that's for sure.
Okay, well, just like any business, I guess it's a lot of work to do the setting up and everything, but it's a beautiful outcome every year.
About a month, because we only receive basically our small plugs, like the cuttings, around March 21st. The greenhouse at that point was empty, right? Mm-hmm. And now we're moving stuff to another greenhouse that's a cool greenhouse because that one's not heated. But so within a month and a little bit, it's like what we can do.
Mm-hmm. It changes fast. Yeah. Good. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mary?
Well, I would just add that basically like what we're specializing in, like kind of, or I'd like to specialize in like arranging arrangements of plants, like, you know, with like any kind of container, basically window boxes, hanging baskets, pots, big pots, and like it can be like basically like custom orders where the client, you know, they tell you they have sun or park shade or shade, and they tell you like what colors they'd like sometimes, and then we go ahead and we put in like a good quality potting soil and like slow release fertilizer. And then we pot up the plants for them, and then they grow in the greenhouse for a little bit, and then basically they can take them home after that. You get like a really good quality, like basically arrangement at very decent price.
Mm-hmm. Those are always fun too. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mary, and all the best in your business, and can't wait to see all your flowers.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for having me.
And I just wanted to mention a couple of things that we forgot to mention with the interview with Mary Neville. Mary also has a website, www.lasermaryneville.com. And to get to her greenhouse, take the 108. It's a left turn before Alexander Galt Regional High School. Then you get on to Spring Road. Once you're on Spring Road, then it's the third dirt road on the right. Go right to the end of that road. It's called Dillon Road, and you'll see the greenhouses for Mary. If you're looking it up on Google, look up Laserre Mary Neville. And I also wanted to mention that they do take debit cards and different kinds of credit cards, and they will deliver at a reasonable rate.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on The Cube 88.9 FM, and I'm your host, Maureen. And we just heard a little bit of the song. It's called Lavender Fields, and it's by Stephen Macchio. Next up, we have lots of community events for you. There will be a friperie boutique to profit the Maison Aube Lumière, April 26th to May 25th. A large selection of women's clothing, jewelry, bags, shoes at bargain prices. All sales will be 100% donated to La Maison Aube Lumière, Wednesday to Thursday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. This happens at the Place de Congrès near the Delta Hotel, Local 132, located at 2655 King West in Sherbrooke. Grace Village Seedling Sale Fundraiser, located at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke. This happens on Saturday, May 18th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Seedlings available include dill, parsley, thyme, basil, cilantro, oregano, zinnias, sunflowers, marigolds, geraniums, alyssum, nasturtiums, and cosmos. Peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, zucchini, baby pumpkins, green beans, yellow beans, and eggplant. This is an opportunity to support Grace Village, their community garden project, while also getting your hands on some great seedlings to take home. There will be a service of hope on Sunday, May 5th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Lenoxville United Church, located at 6 Church Street in the borough of Lenoxville. The service of hope and inspiration is in support of those who have been touched by cancer. All monetary donations will be split between La Maison Aube Lumière and Lucan. For floral or monetary donations in memory of loved ones, please contact F. Noble at 819-348-9118. Come spend an hour with them and enjoy refreshments following the service. Uplands Cultural and Heritage Center, located at 9 Speed Street in the borough of Lenoxville, will be presenting the art by the Lenoxville Art Group, LAG. This exhibit will continue until May 26, 2024. Documentary at Hope Community Church. Hope Community Church in Sherbrooke is inviting everyone to join them on May 17th to watch One Morning at Dawn, a gripping hour-long documentary on the vital work being done by Canadians in war-torn Ukraine. One Morning at Dawn features footage and stories captured during Samaritan's Purse's humanitarian response to war, which is now in its second year. Doors will open at 6:30 p.m. for seating, with the documentary starting at 7 p.m. Afterwards, a panel discussion will take place with members of Samaritan's Purse Disaster Assistance Response Team who have served in Ukraine and Europe, assisting Ukrainian refugees. The date is Friday, May 17th at 7 p.m. at Hope Community Church, located at 102 Queen Street in Sherbrooke in the borough of Lenoxville. Contact HCC Office 819-822-2627 or email info@hcclenoxville.ca. The Richmond 4-H Club has an upcoming dance to benefit their members who are hosting the Provincial 4-H Rally in Richmond on June 27th and 30th. The dance is Saturday, May 4th at Ferme Lucier Belgians in Cleveland. Live music begins at 8 p.m. to midnight with the duo Double or Nothing. Tickets are $15 a person and are available at the door upon arrival. Register for the Cougar Run 2024. That happens on Saturday, May 11th at 10 a.m. The first 150 participants to register will receive a pair of Cougar Run sunglasses and a Cougar Run t-shirt. So jog over to the registration page online. The Cougar Run is a fundraiser event in support of the Champlain-Lenoxville Foundation. All proceeds from this fundraiser will go towards athletic excellence, participation in national championships, and the general fund, which supports overall student success and well-being. An antique farm machinery show coming up on June 15th and 16th at 128-143 Richmond, Quebec at the Richmond Fairgrounds, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is $20 for those 16 years and up, $5 for 10 to 15 years and free under 10 years. 10:30 a.m. Inscription for antique tractor pulls. The pulls start at 11 a.m. 1800 pork and beef supper with all the trimmings. Tickets are sold in advance. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $15 for those 16 years and up, $5 for children 10 to 15 years, and free under 10 years old. 11 a.m. Tractor Parade, 1300 Tractor Games. Also for the 2 days, there is a public market, a flea market, canteen on the grounds, and a petting zoo. Join Literacy in Action's new Smart Science series, Engineering Squad, available now in Barrie, a family activity in Barrie, Saturdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. from May 4th to June 8th. Sign up with Angie at lia-estree.org or call 819-346-7009. Limited spots are available. Literacy in Action presents Books to Belly. Read a story and make tasty food, a free activity for kids ages 7 and up and their families, in Lenoxville, Thursdays 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., May 2nd, May 9th, May 16th, at 10 Samuel Gratham Street in the borough of Lenoxville. For more information, contact 819-346-7009 or email connect@lia-estree.org. If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up, we would be happy to announce the event for free. Just give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. And if you'd like an interview, we would be happy to do that too. Again, please send us an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you. I would like to thank my guest, Mary Neville, in the first part of today's show. Check out her Facebook page, Neville's Greenhouses, Mary's Flowers, or the webpage, www.lesermaryneville.com. If you want to have some quality plants and support the small businesses here in the townships, then please check her pages out. We'll take a short break, hear the news with Derek Bullard. I'll be right back after that with the second part of today's show, and I will be interviewing Elaine Cooper, author of the cookbook, Cooking Through Chaos. We'll close the first part of today's show with a song called Hold On Tight, and it's by Amos Lee.
Looking for a kid.